My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's health update. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, bringing you a Freedom Friday. You know, I do like these shows. I really enjoy especially Monday schools and Freedom Fridays. I love doing all the shows, especially the ones that are to help you live in the flesh on this earth today, because the flesh is weak. The flesh is deceitful. It really is. We got to discipline ourselves, which is not something that's being taught in school today and in very few homes. What does that mean? It means that we really work within ourselves to try our best to do what's right in the long run. Did you hear me? Discipline is trying our best to do what's right for you and the people you love in the long run. It's in the long run I want you to think about. You know, we've got to realize that we're not on this earth just for today. We're on this earth for possibly 100 years. For most of us, it won't be that long, but for some of us, it will be. But, you know, let's stop being selfish. You know, we live in a society today where the TV is a program. And what does that mean? It's programming us to be what some fool out there thinks we ought to be. You know, what's really sad about it, you're going to learn very soon now, almost all of the leadership in the entertainment industry, almost all of the leadership in radio, television, newspapers, articles in magazines, almost all of the leadership, the people that are in power, the owners of these great big corporations and companies, when it breaks right down to it, you and I would not have anything to do with them on a moral level because they are immoral people. Well, Roy, how do you know that? Look at what they're teaching. Look at what they are showing on their television shows. Look at what they're saying on their radio stations. Look at the music they're playing. Listen to the lyrics. Pay attention to the programming. Let that sink in. That's all programming. And there's a reason it's called programming, because they're programming the minds of the people. You know, the mind completes the picture you hold in it. You'll travel in the direction of your dominant thought. Your thoughts create your realities. Let's take those three statements and think about what they're putting on television, on the commercials, what they're putting on radio, in the commercials, what they're putting in written form, no matter what you're buying or reading. Look at the themes in the movies, how disgustingly immoral they are. I mean, we've got a whole generation of children coming up today that think it's okay to be having sex by the time they're 12 or 13 years old. I'm telling you something, that is a recipe for disaster. You and I both know it. Now, understand, I'm not here teaching the Bible today, but even if you don't read the Bible, you've got to understand that discipline is a necessary part of human life. If you aren't disciplined, you may make some really horrible mistakes in your life that can affect you for the rest of your life. I mean, we got countries outside the United States that's literally programming their children to hate Americans, to hate Israeli people, to hate their neighbor. They're programming them to do that. In some cases, it's extreme to the point that they teach their children that it is honorable to their God. I wouldn't have anything to do with a God that would do this, but they're training their children that to please their God, it's okay if you strap explosives to your body and walk into a crowd of people that believes a little different from you do and blow yourself up and them with you. How disgusting is that? How disgusting is it today that we have been programmed and our children have been programmed, to wipe out your children before they're even born? You heard me right. We're teaching our children that it's okay, that even though we believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're willing to stop it at the life part before the child even gets a start. And in some cases, after the child is born, there's people out there in our legislature today, in our government today, the ones that are making the laws, that think that you should, some of them think that up to a year of age, you can just do away with them. How disgusting is that? It kind of reminds me of Moloch in the Bible. Moloch was the god of that believed that, you know, you should sacrifice your firstborn child to Moloch. Good grief. What kind of a god is that? I'll tell you what kind of a god it is. It is a terrible, disgusting something, evil spirit calling itself a god. But they're programming it, and we've bought into it as a society. And, you know, when you think about that, you are decreasing the population of your planet. The one thing that we were put on this earth to do was to populate the earth. As a matter of fact, if you read Genesis, it says to repopulate the earth. What does that mean? Well, that means it was populated before, ladies and gentlemen. Another story, another day. But, you know, what I want you to do is to understand today that we are almost completely void of real discipline today. Discipline means that you will do the things that are best for you and your loved ones in the long run. And it may not be comfortable at first, but in the long run it is. I mean, I've got a friend of mine. I've always admired this person because they literally understood from a very young age and told me that they didn't have to, parents didn't have to tell them they were going to work. Says by the time they were 14, they wanted to do jobs. And he went to work in mowing yards, which I did that too, but it was mainly because I wanted money, but that was his thing too. Mowing yards, and I also milked cows by hand, not just for us, but sometimes for the neighbors. Mowed grass for the neighbors, hauled hay. I mean, he, like I, we worked hard when we were young. Why? Because we wanted to have our own transportation. We wanted to be able to go out and do the things we wanted to do. I liked, I'll be honest with you, I really liked bird hunting back when I was 13, 14, 15, and 16. And we had pointers, bird dogs. The pointers were my favorite. And you know what? It was fun. It was a great way to spend an afternoon or even a whole day sometimes out in the bush. I mean, out in the rough areas with that dog following it around till it would sniff out a covey of quail. point those quail, and then we would walk up, the covey of quail would fly, pick one out and shoot it and try to get two and even three out of a covey. What an incredible afternoon or evening to go home with three, four, five, or six birds that you had taken because your dog was disciplined enough that even train your dogs to be disciplined, but because the dog would point, that was an automatic. But then you taught that dog to stay there until you got there and told it to jump the birds. Whoop, whoop. My dog knew not to go any further until I told it it could. That was the discipline necessary by the dog, because the dog wants to jump on those quail. It wants to get them. But, you know, discipline. It would be so much easier for young people listening to this radio show, it'd be so much easier for you to go, oh, I don't have to work. My parents have got all the money we need. A lot of the children today don't even help around the house. And they think that you're mean and ugly to them if you insist that they do their part around the house. What are you teaching that child? You're teaching them to be lazy. You're teaching them to believe that they are so special that they're going to grow up with an elitist attitude, thinking that everything ought to be given to them. Please don't do that. But we've got a society that's being trained that way today. Yes, we are one of the most fortunate countries that's ever been on the face of the earth. There's no doubt about it. God Almighty has blessed us and put us in a place in the world. And you know what? We started this country with our faith in God. And as long as we kept that faith in God strong, this country was a huge success. But if you noticed, the further we move away from that discipline that the Bible taught us, and I'm not talking punishment. There's nothing in the Bible about punishment unless you act stupid, unless you go against God's will. But it's about discipline. I was taught when I was growing up to show huge respect for women. To open the door for a woman, no matter her age, young or old, but especially your wife or the elderly. My dad told me, you open that door for her. I would. I did that for all old people, men and women alike. That was the respectable, right thing to do. But are we teaching our children to be respectable today? I mean, watch how children treat the older people in society. What have you taught them about how they should treat the older people in our society? Are you teaching them to go? I mean, I would have our neighbors would call, which was much older than even my parents, would call and ask if me or Robin or David, my brothers, could come over and help them in doing yard work. And of course, we were always jumping to go. We wanted to help them. Some of them couldn't even pay us, and that was okay. I mean, I milked cows by hand morning and evening from the time I was about 11 years old till I graduated high school at 18. I did. It was morning and evening, twice a day, no vacations. You didn't get off from that. Those cows had to be milked. If we were going on vacation, Daddy had to bring somebody in that would milk the cows twice a day while we were gone. And that was usually for 2 or 3 days at the most. You see, we were disciplined. That was a good thing. It was a wonderful thing to know what you should do and then to do it. Character. What is character? Character is doing the right thing when nobody's looking. I'm going to say that again. Character is doing the right thing when nobody's looking. But that don't come naturally. You have to teach that to each generation. Are we teaching that? Discipline is coming home from school and knowing what chores you had to do and then what homework was left over you did after that before you went to bed. Oh, it would have been easier to come in and watch TV, watch the cartoons, which was pretty famous back then, the Three Stooges. Of course we wanted to sit there and laugh and watch that stuff, but we also understood what we had to get done. When we were on summer vacation, as we called it, we were either hauling hay, baling hay, hoeing cotton, chopping cotton. And then, of course, we'd get off for a short time in the fall to pick cotton. But we worked. We helped. My two older brothers and I worked an entire cotton season. That's from hoeing cotton, chopping cotton, picking cotton, all the way through to the end of it, so that we could buy a TV. The first TV we had in our household when I was growing up, I mean, my mom and dad had never had a TV. I remember my dad's mother and daddy had a TV, and we'd go over there and watch it usually on Friday evenings. But you know what? That was a treat. That was something. We'd go watch Bonanza or something like that. But you know what? What my point is, but what comes first? Work comes first. Enjoyment of life comes second. That's discipline, recognizing that. You see, some of you are listening to me, may be in school or you've been through college. You know, if you've got a college education that amounts to anything, you know that you had to get that homework done. You had to do your studies. You had to be prepared to pass those tests. You had to do the things that were necessary to get a graduating score, let's call it. Okay? That was discipline. You put things before your wants. You put things that needed to be done before the things you wanted to do. We always understood that in my house. And I loved it. I loved it that I could do those things. I loved it. But my friend, what I admired about him was he saved his money better than I did. I mean, every penny he would earn on the side after school, during summer vacation, wherever he worked, he was saving up. And you know what? When he turned 16 years old, he bought his own car. Wow. He got his driver's license and he bought his own car. He owed nothing on it. All he had to do then was earn enough money to buy gas. And he could travel and do the things he wanted to do around the neighborhood and around that city that we lived in, big old city called Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. But you know what? I always admired him because, you know what? I noticed something else that I liked about it. He stayed in good physical condition. He looked good, and the girls liked him. And, buddy, when you're 16 years old, you start to notice what the girls like. At least I did. But the discipline came, and I started doing the things that I should do at a very early age. And you know what? I was so blessed to have parents that set that example for me, that took us to church, that taught us right from wrong, that taught us Bible scriptures. I had more Bible memorized by the time I was 18 years old than most people have in a lifetime. I mean, verses of scripture I had memorized, knew which verse it was, where it was at, and so on. Do you do that today? Are you teaching your children about the Word of God? How can you ignore that? How can you not do that? Are you taking them to church, but make sure it's a church that teaches the Word of God? I would tell you that, but at least get them in there. And you know what? We didn't have time to be doing things we shouldn't be doing back then. Our time was so limited for pleasure. I mean, listen, we played baseball in high school and in elementary school. We played football. I was involved in sports. Both my brothers were involved in sports. You know what? But we realized that was after we get all the other work done. Yeah, I played football for 4 years and basketball for 4 years in high school, but guess what else I did? I still milked cows every morning, every evening. That was not even questionable. It had to be done. I'm really concerned about our society today for its lack of discipline. And what's really concerning about that is I believe there's too many parents today, and maybe even grandparents, that don't think their children have to be disciplined. They don't have to know what's right from wrong. They don't have to be burdened with homework and housework and you know, school and all those things that are important. And yes, we do have it better than any society's ever had it, but that's coming to an end very quickly right now. And why is that all coming to an end? Why are those carefree days where a child could feel free to walk up and down their neighborhood block or around the block or even to town and back without your parents being worried about somebody running over you, molesting you, or whatever? We're in a different society today. Why is it becoming so different? Oh, it's because the population has grown so much. It is not. It's because the population is not disciplined. It's because we don't have a compass to go by. The compass that we should go by is the Word of God. Let's start there. Let's start putting that back into our lives. Let's start taking the time to teach our children right from wrong, according to the Word of God. Because if you take God out of it, then it's just one man's opinion against another one. When you look at it as though there's a leader out there called God that truly has our best interest at heart, that loves us unconditionally, that wants us to be the best we can be, to set an example. When you got that character that's standing up there above everybody else, called God, that has laid out a owner's manual for the human body called the Bible, and you start teaching that, you watch a society start going back in the right direction instead of the wrong direction. And what direction is your society going in where you live? What direction is your family going in? How does your children treat other children? How does your children show respect for elderly people? How do they talk to their teachers at school? I remember when I was in school, you didn't backmouth no teacher. If you did, you got that mouth taken care of at home that evening. Listen, without discipline, you have mass murders. You have chaos. You have evil things happening. You have all kinds of disgusting things going on. Why? Because, it's okay. I've seen children that played video games where by the time they'd been playing on that game for, 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, they'd done imitated the killing of several thousand people. And you think that's okay? You think it's okay to let your children be programmed that life is meaningless? That all that matters is you? Oh, come on, folks. Let's really think about this today. As a nation, if we're going to maintain our freedoms, which that's what this show's really all about, and I'm getting down to the basics today because without these basics, our freedoms will not last. You show me a society with open borders, and let's see how long it lasts. No nation on earth. You know what? It's harder to go across from America into Mexico than it is to come from Mexico into America. Why? Because even the Mexican government understands you got to be careful who you let come across your borders. They may not have the same belief system as you do. They may want to bring communism with them. Well, what do we have today? We have open borders, no discipline by our government. Our government is allowing it to happen. And I mean almost all of our government. They just, they vote every time they vote for to give the illegal people in America more than the citizens who've paid taxes their whole lives. That is an insanity. You do not build a strong society of people that loves the government and loves our nation by opening the borders and letting just everybody walk across the border. We've always had borders that people could cross, but they had to do it by the book. They had to do it by the laws, rules, and regulations laid down in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, you couldn't even become a full-blown citizen for sometimes 4, 5, or 6 years after you got here. And, you'd be amazed at what all they had to learn to become a citizen. They actually had to be able to speak the English language. Oh, but not today. What we do in today, we bring them in from all countries in the world. Then we have to have a whole teaching system that teaches them teaches them in their own language. What? What is that about? Teach them our language. You want to be a citizen of the United States of America? Learn our language. Learn our belief systems. When in Rome, do what? Do as Romans do. Well, when in America, do as we do. Learn our disciplines. Learn our way of life. Learn our faith. learn about the important things that's made this a great nation. Why do you want to come to this nation? I would ask any illegal person that's crossed the border, why do you want to come to America? If you ask them, I guarantee they'll tell you, freedom. Y'all can do anything you want. Y'all can go anywhere you want to go. You don't have to have permission to leave your house. You don't have to have permission to go to another state. You don't know how blessed we are, but you're going to learn. You know, sometimes a nation has to fall before they're brought back up to where they're supposed to be. It happened in the Bible over and over again. God's chosen people, the Israelites, were, it seemed like every time that they lived exactly the way God wanted them to live, that they flourished. Wonderful things happened in their lives. Why? Because they were acting in ways that would cause other people to want to be like them. Disciplined, moral, decent people that you could trust your own children with. Even if you weren't there, you could trust. Where are we at today in a society? You don't even know who to trust, but we do know one thing. We can't trust our government. Our government is failing. Why is it failing? Because we keep putting people in power that have no discipline. I mean, wait till you find out in the next few months. Y'all of you listening to this radio show, remember this. In the next few months, you're going to see that we are a nation of leadership. We have a nation of leadership that have no disciplines. They're all into themselves. How in the world do you get a job that pays $180,000 to $250,000 a year and in 4 years leave worth multi-millions of dollars? Listen, there's something wrong. And I'll tell you what's wrong. We've lost our discipline. And remember, discipline's not a negative word. It does not mean punishment. It means doing what's right for you and the ones you love, even though it would be easier to do the wrong thing. You do what's right. If you don't love yourself enough to do it for yourself, most of you at least will do what's right for your children. You'll work hard your whole lives. You'll provide for them. You'll bring in the money, and you'll make sure that they're taken care of, which is exactly what you should be doing. But as a nation, we want to maintain our freedoms. Get ready. Without discipline, we're going to sink. But when you turn back to God and you start putting God first in your life and you start teaching those disciplines, which are very positive things, and you start abiding by the rules that God laid down for his people, he will bless us. And we will be blessed because we make better decisions and because we help other people. Remember, the main theme in the New Testament was do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'll tell you what our government's doing this today, I wouldn't do to my worst enemy. But they're going to do it to us as long as we let them get away with it. Let's make sure this time when we vote for people with character. And I don't mean that means you like them. It means they're going to do what's right for America. I really think you need to dwell on that. Thank y'all for listening to today's health update. Remember to maintain your freedoms. You got to be disciplined. Until next time, may God continue to bless this nation with abundant health. And let's remember this year, let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.